Welcome to the Alcohol Tipping Point podcast. I'm your host, Deb Mazner. I'm a registered nurse, health coach, and alcohol-free badass. I have found that there's more than one way to address drinking. If you've ever asked yourself if drinking is taking more than it's giving, or if you've found that you're drinking more than usual, you may have reached your own alcohol tipping point. The Alcohol Tipping Point is a podcast for you to find tips, tools, and thoughts to change your drinking. Whether you're ready to quit forever or a week, this is the place for you. You are not stuck and you can change. Let's get started. Welcome to a quick drinking quickie. We all have time for a quickie, right? I am recording these quickies to help you if you're feeling a craving or you're feeling like drinking or you need some inspiration. They're just going to be shorter episodes that I'm going to kind of sprinkle in throughout my regularly scheduled episodes. So thank you for listening, and let me know if you have any questions you want me to address in a quit drinking quickie. All right, today let's talk about data, not drama. I have said this a lot, and I have found it so helpful. I first heard about it, I should say, from Elizabeth Benton, who hosts the Primal Potential podcast. And what data, not drama is a way to be more objective about what's going on in your life, especially when you're changing your drinking. So what happens is we end up drinking and we're very disappointed in ourselves. We're feeling shame. We're just feeling awful. We're feeling shitty, right? And so with data, not drama, what you're doing is just being really objective. And instead of, you know, let's say you drank last night, right? What happens is you add drama to that. So if you drank last night, you may be just feeling like you're never going to get it, that you are broken, that you are not like other people, that, you know, that you're an awful person, whatever. This is drama that we're adding, right? The drama is like all the emotion that gets mixed up with this. And so with data, not drama, what you do is, say you drank last night, you're really going to focus on the facts. You're going to focus on the objective information, right? So you drank last night and just be really scientific about it. Yes, you consumed 750 milliliters of ETOH alcohol, period. That's just the data. We're not adding the drama. We're not adding everything that was going on, how we're feeling today. We're just simply saying, yes, I drank last night. I had 6 12-ounce brown liquid bottles of ethanol, period. I try to get really scientific about it because it helps me just be even more objective about it. But that's data, not drama, where you're just simply not adding all the additional emotion to it. You're owning it, you're describing it, but you're not getting into the like self-destruction, the self-flagellation. You're just simply observing what happened. And that can help you move on a lot easier than beating yourself up. And I know that this is easier to say than do, but it's something you might want to practice. And you can do it with other areas of your life too. You can do it with food. If food is your thing and you've been overeating, you can simply, instead of beating yourself up for like, oh God, I had a bag of chips last night, or I ate too much cake, or I shouldn't have had this or that, or, you know, I should have done this or that, and you're shooting all over yourself. You can just be really scientific about it. Okay, here's what happened. I consumed 600 calories of sugar and flour, period. Data. I'm not going to add all the drama to it. So I just find this concept really useful when people are changing their drinking. And it just kind of helps you move on from when you do drink and just letting it go owning it, be factual about it, and then move on. Move on. Focus forward. Okay, now what are we going to do? What's your choice today? How can I make today better than yesterday? So try out this data, not drama. Get really scientific about your life and what you consume. See if you can get a little more objective about what's going on rather than adding all of the emotion. And a lot of times the emotion is just your interpretation of what's getting on. So really focus on the facts and the objective information. And I think it will help you let go of some of the shame and stigma attached to changing your drinking. All right, this was your Quit Drinking Quickie. Reach out if you have any topics or ideas or questions that you want answered, and I hope you found this helpful. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Alcohol Tipping Point podcast. Please share and review the show so you can help other people too. I want you to know I'm always here for you, so please reach out and talk to me on Instagram at Alcohol Tipping Point, and check out my website, alcoholtippingpoint.com, for free resources and help. No matter where you are on your drinking journey, I want to encourage you to just keep practicing, keep going. I promise you are not alone and you are worth it. Every day you practice not drinking is a day you can learn from. I hope you can use these tips we talked about for the rest of your week. And until then, talk to you next time.